Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So this one, I'm very curious to see if you all have something like this. Because I recently got back from New York. You both also did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a million things. There's the fuel for many, many Positivitinis out of this trip. But I'm curious if you have something, just weird little things when you're traveling that make you happy. I really love the water towers on top of buildings in New York.
Yes!
They have some kind of weird steampunk appeal to me. Like, they look like fantasy buildings. Like, there's just weird things of water literally on top of buildings. And I understand that that's because fire is real. But, like, I don't know, because I'm a suburb kid, because there weren't just weird cartoon water tanks on top of buildings where I'm from. Every time I see them, I feel like I've traveled to a wonderful and distant land, like specifically the water towers. I don't know. What about y'all?
Just so you know, with those water towers, there's a really great Dirty Jobs episode where they build them, and it's fascinating.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's also
the water tower
terrifying.
Content I didn't know I needed.
Yeah, I know. I will say for me, like, one of the things I really love travel, because I get to travel a lot, is one, finding out, like, personality of places. So for me, some of my favorite places are like New York, and like Boston has this, and Philadelphia has tons of it. And it's like when you're walking around and suddenly you're in history. And it's like you just like walked by a Burger King, but then suddenly on your left is this like 400-year-old church. And you're like, what? Where did this come from? I love that so much.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. I loved going on walks and having that happen. England was amazing for that. And there, I literally said that old, beautiful churches are like the pigeons of buildings there.
Yeah. Ooh, also, another fun thing, and now I'm going to gift this to everyone else. Look up Toy NB Tiles, TOYNBEE, Toy NB Tiles. They were these, like, mosaic like tile things that started randomly appearing, I believe, in the 70s in like streets, and
what?
No one knew who did them or how they got there or anything. And
it's like street art.
Yeah. And they like all said like Toy and Bee idea 2001 Resurrect Dead, and like they were references to like 2001 A Space Odyssey, but then in the bottom they would have like, in, you know, little tile pieces, like these like full like 200 word messages and stuff. And they have since, there what used to be one in Cincinnati that's been like paved over, but like I just randomly walking around New York for New York Comic Con saw one. And there's a great documentary, maybe it's still on Netflix, but called Resurrect Dead, that's like trying to find them. And so to get back to it, little things like that and like finding plaques and stuff.
I love plaques.
Oh, that gets me. Oh, that gets me so good.
I love taking walks in wherever it is that I'm staying. I love seeing lights come on wherever I am. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a rural area or I love being in the city and watching a sunset and then the lights go on, and it just has a different character and quality to it. And it feels very magical to me.
Yeah. That's one of the things, and this is far more esoteric, but I love getting to a new place and like, this is so dark. Well, okay. Two things, each dorkier than the last. One,
excellent.
I really love, as soon as I like get to a hotel, like immediately searching to see like what restaurants are around me.
Okay.
Because like just the possibility is like, and options and new things is great. But even dorkier than that, as soon as I get to a hotel, the first thing I do is like sit down and read the hotel like book that they leave
you
that has like the room service menu or like what's nearby or the channel guide. And like, because I feel like that's the closest I'm ever going to get to like landing on an alien planet and somebody handing me a pamphlet to be like, this is how it works on our planet.
Oh, that'd be so convenient. I like asking the locals. I'll ask like somebody at the coffee shop or at the hotel desk and ask like, what is good here? What do you like? Mm-hmm. And I get some really great recommendations that way. Talk about esoteric though. One thing I really, really love while I'm traveling is, you know, when you have to take your shoes off in the TSA line, which is the TSA line is a pain in the butt. Yes. Don't get me wrong, but like the little bumpy foam mats that they have, mm-hmm. just like really, they feel really good on my feet, you know, and I'm wearing socks and everything, so I don't have to like touch the ground, but yeah. It's just like a little moment of zen, yes. for me.
I also will say I travel so much that like I also like being good at traveling. Like I like by the time I get to that like scanner and TSA, you know, the x-ray, all my stuff is already like in the pocket of my coat. My coat goes through and then I'm just like, walk. Like I don't even break my stride to get through the thing. You know what I mean? And like, it just feels like, yes. I don't know why that makes me feel so adult, but it does.
That you're like, I mastered this process.
Yeah.
I'm in a rhythm. I have done the things that ought to be done that make this as painless for everyone as possible. Because I know what is going on. I get it. That makes sense.
Well, I love efficiency. I love being like, if I can make it from the car to my refrigerator with every grocery bag I've just bought in one trip, like, I've nailed it. And so the efficiency of, like, doing it perfectly without being, like, without having any issues is just, like, nailed it. Did it. How many minutes of my life have I saved today? Yes.
Yeah, for travel, I love the novelty of new adventure and excitement, but also the little funny routine things like being efficient in the TSA line.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.